You know, just like the children of Israel left Egypt, Egyptian bondage, you're in the same storyline every day. And it's a process of, it's mostly an inner process right now. But it does have some outward aspects to it. The inner man is being renewed, right? You do have some outward struggles, yes, but mostly it's an inner freedom that you're looking for. The search for truth in a system of lies. The search for truth in a system of lies. The system is just nothing but lies. I had this weird dream last night. I was on some kind of mini bike or something, going somewhere to a grandmother's house on my dad's side, and I couldn't remember where she lived, the name or anything, and nobody would help. I had to scrounge for like $2 and change for gas. And then after I got the gas, I was trying to figure out where I was at in the city, and nobody knew where the gas station was. And then I was saying, well, how do I get here? Nobody could explain how to get there. What's the number? I don't have the number. Anyway, as I woke up, I thought, what was that about? And I realized that from a child, there was a censorship against the believer, the believing side of my family, the believers. You know, there's an ongoing war to try to pull me to the dark side, even from a child, and to keep the Christians away from me. You know, I realized that after I woke up, and I thought, oh. It's just like the TV show The Monsters. You're surrounded by monsters, but God is drawing you into the light. And so this society is a bunch of monsters, and you're being drawn to the light, right? And it's mainly monsters, or monsters of doctrine. Their doctrine is off, right? And so the doctrine, and even though I don't have but a few minutes, but no matter which doctrine it is, it all leads back to the same lie. But because it's so far removed from each other, it seems like they're different, like the Pentecostal lie, the New Age lie, the drug head lie, the drinking and drugs, you know. It all leads to the same lie. I just saw this almost wreck. Two people behind me were trying to get in the same lane, and they swerved. The lies are bizarro land lies, but they all lead to the same ultimate lie. And so there might be a lie of New Age. There might be a lie of some legalism, some gematria lie, some New Age lie, some cult, some ism, but they all lead back to the same lie. And so what they're trying to do is they give you so many lies. This is the 1,000 points of light. Everybody says, what's the 1,000 points of light? I've been trying to tell you for like 10 years. There's 1,000 lies to try to pull you into one lie. To hide the truth, the fake light, the Lucy light is the 1,000 points of lies, points of false light, Lucy light. And so all these lies are an indoctrination to confuse you. Like that song, there's a song, "The Roads Are Winding." I have, what was the name of that group? "I have many things to tell you, but the roads are winding. The roads are, it's confusion, you know? So what they're trying to do is find some kind of weakness or some area to get in to get you to believe a lie. They're always trying to find the demon spirits, the unseen world is always trying to see your weakness and find an area to infiltrate to believe that you'll believe a lie, you know. It could be anything. It could be worshiping sports, going crazy about sports. It could be going crazy about getting rich, the stock market. It could be anything. They all lead to the same lie. The simple life is the happy life. The simple life is the good life. Just trust God, read your Bible, go to work, go home. Even the corporate lie, the corporate system is trying to get you to rise up in the system. Sell your soul to be the CEO or something. It's all a system. And so each system is to try to separate you, isolate you from the truth. So back to escaping Egypt. So from a child, you've been fighting all these lies. And you can't be mad at your family or people who thought, who were just following the system. They didn't know. They still don't know. Most of them, they don't even know they're in it. And so all these little boxes, this box over here, or this box over here, everybody wants you to join their little box, you know. But it's all the same box. And so as you escape Babylon, you start to leave Babylon, and you go through all these struggles. Really, all they are is the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So you escape all these struggles. Every one of the lies is under those parameters, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. It's either the world, rise up in the corporate world or something like that. The flesh, chase a bunch of skirts, have fun. Just have fun in life. You can decode them when they say, oh, it's just about fun. Have fun. That's the flesh. Just gotta have fun. Let's have fun. It's the flesh. Their words reveal what they are. And the pride of life. Pride. Look at me. Our show, you know. Image. Our show. Self-worship. But they all lead back to self-worship. They all lead back to the same thing. Worshiping an idol or a false god. Worshiping yourself. Or worshiping the devil. Or worshiping some system. That is a man-made system. And so they can pretend that they don't know what they're doing. Some of them probably don't. But they eventually have to wake up. They eventually either have a nervous breakdown or they sell out to the system and become an agent themselves. You can't be a part of it and not know that there's other people who are not a part of it. In other words, by being a part of it, you become an agent automatically. And it's like so obvious. And so when somebody shows up in their world who's not a part of the system, their first action is what? To pull them in. If you're not a part of their agenda or their game or their system, their little miniature subsystem, then the first thing they're trying to do is pull you in. And so as you escape Babylon, you start to see all the games because you you start to see the repeat. And then once you escape all the outward gain, it's mainly in the inner. The more truth you get, the more free you get. And so the inner renewal is what I'm talking about. You escape via the inner man. And that inner renewal leads you to the promised land. And that's what I'm talking about, entering into the promised land.